You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hello, hello. It is Carrie Oberbrunner. Welcome to episode 109. The top three mistakes people make when creating their website. That's what we're talking about today. You might say, Carrie, I don't have a website, or I think my website is awesome already. Look, I'll tell you what. Recently, my wife, Kelly, just stepped out into the entrepreneur world. And of course, one of the things that I had to help her with, love to do, was help her with the website. And I got a hold of my friend James, who's awesome. And he took me through this grid that I thought was so helpful that I said, I have to do this on the podcast. I said, James, can I do it? And he said, absolutely. So this is real time. This is like fresh off the press as far as her website went live about a week ago. And it's working. And it's fantastic. So I want to share this really cool lesson with you today. I did this as an Igniting Souls Fellowship a few weeks ago, and it went well, but the recording was not the best. So I promised them that I would re-record a podcast on the topic. So if you missed that Igniting Souls Fellowship, that's our monthly free gathering that we do in Columbus. However, we always do it Facebook Live these days. And so tons of people, thousands and thousands, jump on and really benefit without having to travel. I mean, it truly is the benefit of sitting back and gaining some refined, proven content, but from the comfort of your home. And we leave those up for a limited time. But anyways, I'm doing it special for you today, and I can't wait to dive into it. So I'm going to give you a link, a couple links, and you can have this template. So after we end, if you're running or driving or doing something right now, I don't want you to stop and take notes. I want you to be free, just listen. But I also have a template that you can absolutely use for your own website, your own branding. It's found two places. Thanks to David, we are now going to make every URL link super easy. So this is episode 109. So it will be carrieoberbrunner.com/109. That's it. So from now on, our show notes are going to be super easy that way. Super cool, David. Thank you. In addition to that, I also want to say that if you want to grab this document, pass it around, send it to your friends, whatever, carrieoberbrunner.com/web, W-E-B, W-E-B slash web. And it's literally called Three Components Essential for Communicating with Online Visitors. And kind of the little explanation right there, just to let you know what our topic is today. Basically, some experts say that if you don't have a website, you don't exist, which in some ways, yes, it's not true. God knows that you exist. I get that. But if you're trying to make an online presence and you don't have a website, something's wrong, okay? I get it. We're all in process. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but you should eventually. Why? The Pope has a Twitter handle. Okay, listen, if the Pope has a Twitter handle, he knows that he can increase influence and impact, and I would argue income as well, from a Twitter handle. Look, you gotta be online. Why? Because we are a digital connected world. So I say that in this, although it could be taken the wrong way, if potential customers and clients can't find you, then they can't hire you. A website done well can communicate clarity and competence. It also can increase your influence, impact, and income. But a website done wrong can send people packing within seconds. When creating websites, most people make three common mistakes. And then it says, get the free template, avoid these mistakes, and create a bulletproof plan for helping you increase your online influence. So again, carrieoberbrunner.com/web or /109. Let's jump into it. and I cannot wait to serve you today. All right, this episode is basically for any entrepreneur, artist, author, leader, or change agent. So if that's you, you've come to the right spot. Again, I've mentioned that my wife, Kelly, recently left a 14-year day job. She loved it. She's a counselor, but she was part of a shared practice, which means that, again, it's a group, and groups have pros and cons. But she said, hey, you know, I want to go off on my own. Well, I'm the guy who preaches and teaches day job to dream job. So of course, it's like, come on, man, you know. So anyway, it actually was a process that bonded us together. It helped me understand my wife in a better way. I think she appreciated some of the things I do. She said many times, I don't want to do what you do. And I said, I don't want to do what you do. So I think we make a good team. But anyways, if you want to check out her website, go to clearwatercounselinggroup.com. Clearwater Counseling is the place, but it's obviously taken. So we did clearwatercounselinggroup.com. And you can check out what I'm telling you in real time and be a judge for yourself and see if what I'm saying is actually true. But it is. It's all good. So anyways, James, my buddy, has, in fact, James went to, get this, this is a cool story. James went to Dream Job Bootcamp, Shawshank Edition, and realized he was in a day job that he didn't like. He realized he wanted to do websites full time. And so after going to Dream Job Bootcamp, he figured out the path, the plan, the passion, you name it. And now he has his own gig doing full-time websites. So good for you, James, taking action. And at the very end, I'll also give you the link to find out more about James. But here's what James did. Basically, we came up with three things that websites need. Three things. This is his words, not mine. I think it's fantastic. I wanted James to make it easy, but he shot me a questionnaire. And I'm so glad he did because he coached me. He coached the coach and he said, listen, Kerry, I'm not going to start your wife's website until you fill out the questionnaire. And I knew it was painful, but it was actually pretty cool. It was fun. I enjoyed it. But here's the three things that you need. Number one, essence. Essence. Every website must have a clearly defined essence. What do I mean by that? Here's some questions. Again, all this is found at carryoverburner.com/web/109. Under essence, what is your site about? What emotions should the site invoke? What is being celebrated through the site? Who is being encouraged? Or who needs your service or products? And what sort of advice is being offered and to whom is it offered? I'm going to go through that line by line slowly for a reason. So number one, essence, what is your site about? So many people don't know what their site is about. And I know that sounds ridiculous. Like, okay, Chick-fil-A, what is it about? Well, you think chicken, but is it really? If it's just about chicken, then it's like KFC or it's like Boston Market or whatever. Now, there's certain things that Chick-fil-A has differently. The essence of what they have is very different than these other places. So again, under essence, you cannot rush through these. You have to say, what is the site about? What emotions should the site invoke? What is being celebrated? What is being celebrated? Is it chicken being celebrated? Well, you know, Chick-fil-A has all kinds of stuff. I've been to certain websites where the craziest thing is, you know, they're selling pens or something, but it says like where you're treated like family. Look, all this is intentional. You can Google color, psychology of color, and you will find out that certain colors have certain emotions that they invoke. This is very important. Your web designer does not want you to be like, oh, just create me a website. Well, what kind of website? I don't know, whatever. Well, is it orange? Is it yellow? Is it polka dot? Is it pink? Is it green? Is it brown? Is it striped? I mean, all of these have, it sounds crazy, but they have massive, massive repercussions. You would not have a polka dot wallpaper background on a banking site? You just wouldn't. Why not? You tell me, right? You know the answer. Because Polkadot is not something that conveys confidence or competence. It just doesn't. It would be more on a party site or on a kid's site. Again, we cannot gloss over these things and just push them on our website designers. They want to know because they want to do a good job. Another good question. Who is being encouraged or who needs your products and services? And I'm going to share like exactly what I wrote out for Kelly so that you have an example. So it's not just theory, okay? And then again, what sort of advice is being offered? So for Kelly's, I'll go down to that page here. Basically, this was fun to do. But what we did is we said, what is the site about? The site is to promote Clearwater Counseling and Kelly as trusted, competent, and suitable for someone's choice as a counselor. So let me read that again. Kelly's website exists to promote Clearwater Counseling and Kelly as a trusted, competent, and suitable choice for people in need of counseling. People who need counseling, who want trusted, suitable, competent. All important words. Next, what emotions should the site invoke? Trust, professionalism, warm, friendly, inviting, competent. What is being celebrated through this site? Healing, recovery, wellness, hope, brighter tomorrows. I don't care if you have a leather making business. Like, what is being celebrated through this site? Rugged individualism, independence, patriotism. Who knows? But the brands that are doing really well know what they're celebrating. Though they know what emotions they're trying to invoke. They know what the site is about. When you see a backpacking website that is a brand industry leader, you will find that they are trying to evoke freedom. They are trying to evoke maybe escapism, perhaps obviously nature and wilderness and beauty and passion. I mean, adventure. All these things are very clear. And if it doesn't scream that, then it's not in alignment. And people say, ugh. Confusion repels, clarity attracts. All right. What else about essence? Who are being encouraged or who needs your services or products? Here's what I said. Kelly predominantly appeals to Central Ohioan adults, meaning we didn't promote her as a virtual therapist, as someone who wants to appeal to Skype. And could she do it? Probably. Would she do it? Maybe. But again, you have to realize that what you put out there is what you're going to attract. And so if you don't want to attract a virtual business, then don't promote yourself that way. So obviously, when we got to location, we took a picture of the actual building. Again, this was very intentional. Just like for me, I don't want to be a speaker who's out 200 days a year. I just don't want to be. So I purposely do not make our website in such a way where it's like, hey, you know, call Kerry right away for your event planner, you know, to come to speak at your next event. Is it there? Yes. Do I do speaking? Yes. Do I want to be out 200 days a year? No. Why? Because it's not part of my opus. And if you're like, Kerry, what is he talking about? What is his opus? If you want to see my opus, go to deeperpathbook.com, deeperpathbook.com/team. And you can see right there on that page is my opus, as well as all of our other Deeper Path coaches. And I know very clearly when invitations come in, yeah, you know, will I speak? Yeah, I'll speak at certain places if it's a match with my opus. But otherwise, I'm not advertising it extensively. Instead, I'm advertising our author program, right? Which is carryoverburner.com/book. You know, we get a lot of traffic there where people say, I want to learn more about writing. I want to learn more about writing a book. All the benefits that come from writing a book. How do I check it out? CarrieOverBurner.com/book. You can find it very easily all over the internet. Now, we can't accept everybody. We accept less than 5% of those who apply, but it's what we do. We give in that area because that's what we're trying to attract. All right, next. What sort of advice or information is being offered and to whom is it offered? So it's basically the website, again, clearwatercounselinggroup.com, how to select Kelly as a viable counselor based upon proven competence, great location, competitive rates, confidentiality, all that good stuff. It's all there. In fact, we say confidentiality several times on the website intentionally so that people realize this is not a general voicemail. This is not a general email. From the very beginning, we start the relationship with confidentiality. We end it with confidentiality. All that is important. Standards, licensure, continuing education units. I mean, you name it. It's all there. Why? Because people want to know, is she good? Can I trust her? Is she qualified? Does she get results? All that stuff. All right, let's go to our next one. Number two is feel. Again, we're talking about today the top three mistakes. Number one, people do not focus on the essence of their website or online presence. Number two, the feel. People, we need to realize, right? All of us, all people buy based on emotion. I mean, you can give all the logic in the world why this is going to work, why it's better, but if someone doesn't feel it in their gut, which is their second brain, that's what medical professionals have now named it. Your gut is your second brain. I just finished a book on that. It was a really cool read. But here's the point. People buy based on feeling. And if your website or online presence evokes no feeling, you've lost them. So let's get into that. What kind of questions deal with feeling? What colors will best create the feeling you desire? And I'm just going to straight up answer the questions. For us, it was lighter blue in terms of background and color scheme. The next question, again, all this is carrieoverburner.com/web. Get your own template there or /109. You can find it there as well. What textures, effects, and theme will best reflect the essence? So we said we want it white, you know, and then a darker blue with a logo. You can see all this at clearwatercounselinggroup.com. We are looking for calming colors. We didn't want bright and loud and busy. We wanted a slider with rotating pics and quotes. So you'll see that right there. And you might look at the website and say, that is so simple. Well, it's simple on purpose. Kelly does not want to maintain a blog. She does not want to maintain Twitter or YouTube or a newsletter. Like some counselors do, I'm sure they do. She only wants to work 10 hours a week so that then she, by choice, you know, can be mom and wife. And she's had a career. She loves her career. But she doesn't want to be working like when we just got married, 30 hours a week. She doesn't. She likes to have a cool footprint outside the home where she is impacting and changing lives. And she loves her clients and invests in her clients. But then she also wants to really like create a cool home. That's her passion, not mine. You know, that's her words, not mine. So I'm just repeating what is important to her. Therefore, we don't want all these tips and tricks and tactics to get massive business because she doesn't want it. She wants the clients she wants, the pace she wants. It's all very important to her. Don't create a business that you hate. Don't create a dream job that kills you. Why? Because what's the point then? Then you're back in your day job. So again, Kelly's a smart lady. That's why she thought of all this. And then we created the branding to represent that. So you'll see on the website, clearwatercounselinggroup.com, you'll see a very cool logo. Her sister basically created that image. We put it on Fiverr and we got all kinds of design files. Why? Because you want AI files and, you know, Adobe Illustrator and InDesign. You want all the files. Why? Because when you go to Fast Signs or some other place that you get your signage done, they need to be able to edit this logo. You don't want a logo on Fiverr that you can't change into banners and business cards. Why? Because then you will not have freedom. It will be pixelated. It will look junky. In the show notes, I'll probably put a whole bunch of stuff. I'll put links to where we got her business cards made. I think they look fantastic. And I'll put a link there. Like, I have such a newfound empathy and sympathy and compassion for startups. I mean, I am a startup, but I've been around since 2003. So we have some mileage under us. But helping Kelly kind of recreate everything, guess what? We set her up on Google Voice, and then we created a autoresponder, and we created business cards and website and professional liability insurance. I'll put all of that stuff in the links. I think you'll find that helpful. I think a lot of you will say, ooh, you know, where do you get coaching insurance? Where do you get counselor's insurance? Where do you get business cards? I'll put all that in the links to help you out, okay? And if you haven't done a review on iTunes, go ahead and do that. That is awesome. Some of you have just recently done a review. I read every single one. It helps people become souls on fire. I mean, I do this for you for free, but also that you can share it with people. We need more people who are small business owners. We need more people who are entrepreneurs. We need more people who are living out their dreams. So anytime you share it, review it, post it, whatever, that helps get the word out. My mission is to ignite 1 million souls by 2020. Thank you always, always for doing that for me. That just lights me up. So what else do we have? Well, we have a color palette. You know, James is smart. He's slick. He took what we put down on paper, this template, and he said, I'm going to find some colors that go well with that blue that you picked, that accent it in a positive way, and good for James. You know, that's his talent. That's why I got James. In other words, James didn't come to me, oh, Kerry, I'll hook you up for free. No, I pay entrepreneurs because I believe in them. So I hired James to basically work with me to create a website. Could I? I don't know. Maybe, probably. It'd probably take a super long time. It's not my passion. It's not my hobby. It's not my sweet spot. And so it would take me 10 times as long and therefore 10 times more expensive. So hire someone who's affordable but good. And that's what James is. I'll share his link at the very end. So next, other questions with feel was, what key elements communicate the value of the site? And here's what I said. I said, James, here's what we want. We want an anti-spam form. Getting in contact with Kelly is really important for her. So it's got to be anti-spam. It's got to have name, email, message. And we said it would also open up when you click it, and it would just go straight to the person's email provider. So she wanted both. You know, she's not very picky, but the couple things she wants, she was particular about. So we wanted to make that happen. So we basically created a form that would go straight to her email, as well as you click her name and it opens up a new window in your email provider. So again, multiple options. And just to help James out, I was like, hey, here's an example. Number three, features. Very important. Again, top three mistakes. Number one, they don't think about essence. Number two, they don't think about feeling. Number three, they don't think about features on a website. We wanted certain features. So we said, what features are necessary to effectively run the site? because we don't have a blog and a video and Twitter and all these updated, fresh content pieces, instead, she wanted a slider with very key quotes that we could always update if we want more and fresh. But they last 5 seconds. They go on to the next one. They're beautiful. They are clear. They're not pixelated. They match the content, all that good stuff. And so then I sent him examples. I didn't expect James to create them. Why? Because I don't know. Because he doesn't know what quotes she likes. He doesn't know what pictures she likes. So we did that ourselves. And then he loaded them up and he did a great job and sized them all well, because that's definitely something you don't want, is to have your homepage be all crazy sized. That's the type of stuff that makes a website look super cheap, when it has massive pixelation and not sized right stuff and people think it looks cheap. No, we want it clean, simple, sharp, efficient, all those adjectives. So, you know, she's got a quote that says, "A ship is safe in harbor, but that is not what ships are for." Another one, "Our wounds are often the openings into the best and most beautiful part of us." Why? She's dealing with people that have wounds, that are experiencing healing, that are taking risks for recovery. All these important things. So we, again, included those. Another one, "Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations." You can create a lot of these things on Canva. Go to unsplash.com, grab your free photos, and then go to Canva and basically put text over top of it. And go to clearwatercounselinggroup.com to see examples. I see stuff on Facebook all the time where the text is like nasty looking, and it overtakes the whole image, and it's in a crappy font, and it just looks bad. You want something that the picture is beautiful, the text is clear, it's spaced right. All that stuff's important. Again, what else for features? What would your readers and customers want to see? She said, "An easy process, how to get started, and how to communicate with her." What other, and again, I always included examples. What other attributes must your site possess? I said that Kelly likes a click where you have a map. So like, again, what's important to her is communication, clarity, find the place, location. So there's an integrated Google map there. I encourage you to go there. You see a push pin. You can customize a map like this so that people can. That was really important to me. When you go to your mobile phone and you bring up her website, you can press one button and it calls. You can press one button and it goes to map it out. Why? Because sometimes people are on the run and they forgot the address and they don't know where it is and they need to find it quick. These are all important features that Kelly said, "Hey, I want it." All right, what other things? So again, the map, super cool, brings it up, push pin, click the address, opens up right into your smartphone. Those were all important. Here's another thing that was really important, forms. Okay, so when you go there, at the very top, it says new clients. She wants a place so that new clients, just like if you go see a medical professional, you don't want to have to email back and forth forms and then they can't download right and all this stuff. So very easily on the website, there's basically a button where it's a welcome packet and it's new client form. And right there, you click it, it opens up into a universal PDF you can print out and you bring it in with you for the first time. Very clear, very sharp, very simple. So here's the point. I hope this was helpful for you. I wanted to make it simple. You do not need to overthink this. If James isn't the one that you want, no problem. You know, there's other sites out there that are free. It's going to be a lot more time on your end. It's going to not probably look as good, but I'm all into bootstrapping. Some of us need to just get started, and a website that's simple and clean is better than no website at all. Now, a bad website is certainly not good, right? I'd rather have you have no website than a bad website, but I'd rather you have a simple, clean website than no site, because then at least people can find you. You can tie it to MailChimp, which gets people rolling on your email list. These are all things that we teach. But if you want James and you want a free Igniting Souls offer, I will put this in the show notes, carryoverbrunner.com/109. But also just go to fresheyesinc.com. Hang on. If you want the discount, I'll give you the discount link. fresheyesinc.com/igniting souls. So yes, this is normally just for my clients that are in the Igniting Souls tribe, but I also asked if we could share this on the podcast. He said yes. So podcast listeners, here you go. fresheyesinc.com/igniting souls. I will say, James is busy. He's a one-man show right now. You're going to get his best. So if everybody runs over to James right now and tries to get in, you might have to wait. So I encourage you, if this is for you, like, go there now. Go check it out now. And you will be in the front of the line, and it will be helpful for you. Okay? So I'm just excited. Today, look, I'll just share a little personal stuff with you. My kids are on spring break, and we have some really cool things happening the next few days for them. We went fishing last night, which was super cool. All the kids caught one. One caught three. The others caught two. So there were fights going on, you know, about who got the third one and all that. But we took pictures. It was fun. It's just good. Summer's coming. We have the Igniting Souls conference coming. Definitely grab your ticket. Over half are gone. Most of the people who come grab their ticket right away because they want to come back. And we did sell out last year. Tickets are early bird right now, IgnitingSoulsConference.com. The theme this year, I'm not going to reveal it. I'm tempted to reveal it, but I'm not going to. We'll do a big rollout here in a few weeks. But I will say this, early bird is right now. So right now is the best time to get it. And this is always new content. We never regurgitate. We never repackage. We always give you the latest cutting edge stuff that will help you grow your business, increase your platform. It's for authors, coaches, speakers, ministry leaders, you name it. It is a killer, killer conference. Whenever I hear people say, well, you know, it's going to be too much travel, I'm like, you know what? A dude, several dudes got here. 28 hours it took them in flights to get here. Like, I don't want to hear it if you have to take a 2-hour flight or something, right? So, or if you live in town, then you really have no excuse. But we're going to have a blast. We sit in round tables on purpose. Major relationships are built. It's cool. It's like joining the family and you have people who are for you, who are cheering for you. It's fantastic. So this is Carry Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. I will say this week that I do have a very special training that I'm doing with my buddy, Jonathan Milligan. So if you're listening to this today, and if you've ever wanted to do a blog, meaning Jonathan's a dude who actually quit his day jobs because he created businesses online blogging, like he's the real deal. And I've been looking for a while to see who I should bring on as an expert friend. And then I'm like, you know what? Jonathan has done it. Plus, we share the same values. So anyways, I'll put the link in the show notes, carryoverbrunner.com/109. But that's like quick. If you're listening to this days later or weeks later, you're out of luck, man. All right? So if you want the latest, greatest, cutting-edge stuff, you got to grab it quick. But I'll have to write down all these links because I know I promised a bunch of them. So I'm going to go do that. All right. But this is Carry Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for taking action. Tell me, reach out to me. Tell me what you're doing. I love to hear. And go be a soul on fire. Why? Because as Ferdinand Foch said, it's the most powerful weapon on earth. See you later.